The book's publisher said Virginia Giuffre asked for her memoir to be released in the event of her death, but Giuffre's account of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell's alleged sex trafficking and grooming appears to differ from what Maxwell told the number two official at the Justice Department last month.
According to the publisher, Virginia Giuffre's forthcoming memoir titled Nobody's Girl tells an intimate, disturbing, and heartbreaking account of her time with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, and Prince Andrew, who she previously accused of sexually assaulting her when she was 17.
He needs to be held accountable.
Giuffre spoke with Gayle King in 2020 before settling a lawsuit against Prince Andrew, who has maintained his innocence. She claimed she was trafficked by Epstein and Maxwell.
She is a monster. She's worse than Epstein. She did things even worse than Epstein did. She was vicious. She was evil.
Maxwell is currently serving a 20-year sentence on sex trafficking charges for conspiring with Epstein. In a new audio recording released by the Justice Department Friday, Maxwell pushed back against Giuffre's previous accusations that she pressured Giuffre to have sex with the royal.
What's an even bigger word than bullshit?
Maxwell, who sat for a two-day interview with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanch, also denied recruiting Giuffre from President Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club. And she claimed she never witnessed any inappropriate behavior by the president and insisted Epstein did not maintain a client list.
There is no list. There is no, I'm not aware of any blackmail. I never heard that. I never saw it. And I never imagined it.
Giuffre's family called Maxwell's interview with Blanch bizarre and an attempt to rewrite history. Maxwell's attorney said she didn't dodge and answered every question. Maxwell was recently moved to a low-security prison in Texas and has expressed an interest in a potential pardon, but President Trump has not said if he's considering doing so.